Although most universities are expected to continue with online learning this year, despite the country having relaxed the lockdown regulations, some students are making their way back to private and university residences. However, eviction concerns mount for those who have defaulted with rent payments. This week, Wits PYA and the SRC released a statement calling on private student residential company Southpoint to stop the eviction of students who have been unable to pay for their boarding due to NSFAS defunding or personal financial struggles caused by the pandemic. Wits PYA's Ecebolenkosi Khumalo elaborates.
First, received a few complaints from few students. Say they've been given a specific communication to say they must either pay up or they'll be moved out. And I think what really scared them was the evictions that Southpoint had at Cape Town.
Southpoint has since denied these claims, rejecting them as senseless and misleading. However, Khumalo says they had insider information prior to the expected eviction of students.
From what we're notified, because even at Southpoint, we have people who are in management who still care about students. They then also contacted us to say there is a specific plan that might be carried out on Monday. So it's best you guys intervene before it happens. From then on, we sat down as an organization and, of course, we spoke with the SRC and we spoke with Vets Management to actually find out from Southpoint as if this thing is true. But then we were visionary to say it's best if we release a statement so that Southpoint is aware that student organizations are aware of what they might do, and we won't allow it.
In a statement, Southpoint insists there's no planned evictions at any of their buildings. It says students who've been unable to keep up with their rental commitments have been encouraged to make the necessary payment arrangements. However, Anonymous, who is an NSFAS student at Southpoint, disputes the company's claims.
So just the people that they're removing are people who have failed to pay their rent. Basically, Southpoint, when we don't pay rent, they just stop giving you access to the building. So I think that perhaps they did that because they just thought you didn't pay rent. Because there have been a lot of kids who didn't pay rent, especially since they've been gone. So, yeah, students whose finances have been affected by COVID, for example, like if your parents just couldn't pay your rent, if you were a private paying student, those students were also kind of, you know, their contracts were terminated, and they would have to move out. And if some sort of arrangement was made, I think, but otherwise, yeah, I have to go.
When asked about these allegations, Southpoint declined to further comment on the matter. For VFM News, I am Kamakhelo Dinyuko.